Have Each Other, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, a.k.a. Ranger Jedi 67. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Rex brushed his fingers reverently across the paint on Cody's placard. Cody lay unconscious in medbay. Rex had stayed with him as long as he was allowed, but eventually the medics had insisted he get some rest. He had been handed Cody's armor with a knowing look and told to return it to Cody's quarters so it would be waiting when the commander needed it. Sleep wasn't going to come easily, but this was something Rex could do that would help his mind settle. The helmet had been a loss and would need replacing. That Rex would leave to Cody, but he could see to the rest of his CRA's armor. With infinite care, he inspected each piece, looking for cracks that would need repair. Fortunately, the helmet was the only casualty of the battle. The rest just needed a good cleaning. He would do that in the morning, so that when Cody recovered, his armor was ready and waiting. Armor was important to clones. Being allowed to care for another's armor was a sign of great trust and a strong bond. Rex knew he was one of the very few allowed near Cody's, just as Cody was for his. It wasn't solely reserved for romantic partners. In fact, it usually started with squad mates. They learned to care for their own armor and for that of their brothers. If they were lucky, they found someone else willing to extend that trust as they sought out other types of relationships. Rex set the last piece of Cody's armor carefully in the rack before removing his own and curling up in Cody's bunk. He would have to thank the generals for letting him stay. The following morning, Rex wasn't surprised to see Fives and Echo hovering outside the negotiator's medbay. "Is he okay?" Fives asked quietly. Echo's armor might carry Rex's handprint, but Cody, too, had made quite the impression on the last of Domino Squad. Rex gently placed a hand on Fives's shoulder. "He's too stubborn for anything else," he assured. Echo's posture lost some of its tension as Fives let out a breath. "They're limiting visitors still," Echo explained. We weren't sure if..." Nudging the younger troopers towards the door, Rex smiled. "Of course, you're allowed to visit," he assured them. "Cody always likes seeing you two." Rex might have claimed them for Torrent, but Ghost would never turn Fives and Echo away. Cody was awake, though clearly tired, when they reached his bedside. Seeing the nerves still thrumming through the younger two, Cody gave them an encouraging smile. "Gonna take more than a couple droids to take me out," he promised. Rex pushed the Domino boys into chairs beside Cody's bed, then stepped up to his side. The blonde gently took one of Cody's hands in his. "How are you?" he asked. Cody made an aborted move with his hand. It said plenty. "Well, listen to the medics, yeah?" Rex said. "They got all that special training and everything." That earned an eye roll from Cody. "As if you've never disobeyed a medic," he grouched. Rex grinned. "Of course not," he replied innocently. Cody leaned heavily back against his pillow. "Your helmet was a total loss, but the rest of your armor is fine. I inspected it myself. I'll clean it up before I head back to the Resolute," Rex told him. Cody smiled. "Knew you'd take care of it if you could," he replied. Rex ran a thumb along the back of Cody's hand. "Always," he promised. It was one of the few real promises they could make each other. Cody turned Rex's helmet over and over in his hands. It was perfectly intact. The rest of his armor wasn't so fortunate. The blaster bolt had gone right through the cuirass, and the one ram brace was badly burned, possibly beyond salvaging. Cody made a note to talk to Torrent's quartermaster to requisition new ones. He hoped he'd have enough time before the 212th left for their next campaign to offer to help Rex touch up his armor paint, assuming Kix let Rex out of his sight by then. Neither of them had had the chance for a while, and it would be nice. Completing his task, Cody turned out the light and headed to medbay to check on Rex. He smiled at what he saw. Fives and Echo were fast asleep, leaning against one another in uncomfortable-looking chairs at Rex's bedside. He locked eyes with Rex, who was smiling indulgently at the pair. Cody understood. Fives and Echo were doing very well in Torrent, but they still needed Rex to truly make them feel settled. Wooly had been the same with him when the 212th had rescued the younger trooper and the others from the Trandoshans. The need lessened in time for him, and it would for Fives and Echo, too. Even the strongest of people needed something that made them feel safe. Commanders, captains, and other older troopers tried to be that for the younger ones, especially after a particularly bad trauma. It was part of who they were. The clones had little, but they had one another. "So, Kick's planning to let you out of here anytime soon?" Cody asked quietly as he settled into the empty chair on Rex's other side. The blonde sighed, and that said plenty. "Not until morning at the earliest," he grumbled. "I just want to sleep in my own bunk. With you." Cody reached out and laid his hand on Rex's forearm. "I'd prefer it too, but my greater preference is for you to heal up properly," he replied. Rex subsided a little at that. "Gotta set a good example for the Kivoda, I suppose," he allowed, glancing over at Fives and Echo. That made Cody snicker softly. "Yes," he agreed. They lapsed into silence for a long moment. "Get some rest," Cody said. His eyes turned to the sleeping dominoes for a moment before moving back to Rex. "I have the watch." Rex smiled softly and let his eyes drift closed. End. Thank you for listening.